Are you a preterist, a historicist, or a futurist? You might say, Pastor Dennis, what are you talking about? Well, those who dig into prophecy fall into one of those three camps. Preterism are those who believe that the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation had their complete fulfillment by the end of the first century. For instance, Nero was the Antichrist. Historicism, on the other hand, believes that both Daniel and John, the Revelators, saw visions that swept from their day down to the coming of Christ, highlighting major events along the way. And some of the visions go into the millennium. Futurism, on the other hand, believes that there's a seven-year period just before the return of Christ. And the prophecies of Revelation point to events that all happen within those 7 years just before Jesus' coming and haven't even begun to happen at this time. Now, in our last segment, we talked about Satan's impersonation of Christ at the marking the end of the time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. When people think that Jesus has actually come, they say peace and safety. Why? Because they believe that the millennial reign of peace on earth has begun. They believe that when Jesus comes, he comes to reign on earth for 1,000 years. Now, most believe that, but I believe that the Bible teaches the exact opposite. That when Jesus comes, he comes to take his people home. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. So both cannot be right. Why the difference? Let's go first to the purpose of prophecy. John, the 14th chapter and verse 29, Jesus said this to his disciples, and now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you may believe. So the purpose of true prophecy is to build faith, to build belief in God's word. If that's the case, what's the purpose of false prophecy other than to undermine faith? Now, Jesus said concerning the last days in Matthew 24, verse 11, that many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. We don't want to be misled, do we? We don't want to be misled by false prophecy. When we think of false prophets, usually names like David Koresh and Jim Jones come to mind. But Jesus said they will deceive many. They deceived relatively few. Many will believe false prophecies. Now, why is the devil doing this? He succeeded 2,000 years ago with the first advent of Christ. God's own people, the ones prepared to tell the world about the coming Messiah, did not receive him. Why? Well, let's read about it in John, the first chapter, verse 11, a sad verse. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. Why is that? Because they had false expectations. Expectations is another word for prophecy. They were looking for something to happen that misled them into rejecting the very Messiah that came. Now, how did that happen? Well, as you look through the Old Testament, there are many prophecies about the coming Messiah. The Old Testament does not divide into two comings as we understand, one that happened 2,000 years ago, one that is still yet future. Instead, they're all put together in the Old Testament without saying first coming, second coming. They liked the prophecies concerning Christ's second coming because they had to do with power and glory and all kinds of things like that, conquering general. They didn't like the prophecies concerning the first coming, so they sorted them out. And they were looking for someone of royalty who would conquer the Romans and throw them off. Well, those false prophecies were embedded in their expectations about two centuries before the first coming of Christ. That worked so well that the devil is going to make sure, and has made sure in the past couple centuries, leading up to the coming of Christ again, that people will be deceived. We are going to talk more about that, what it means, in our next segment. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.